The Old Testament, Epistle, and Gospel will be read from the Modern English Version Bible. The Collect and Psalm will be read from the Episcopal Church Book of Common Prayer. O God, who on the Holy Mount revealed to chosen witnesses your well-beloved Son, wonderfully transfigured, in raiment white and glistening, mercifully grant that we, being delivered from the disquietude of this world, may by faith behold the King in his beauty, who with you, O Father, and you, O Holy Spirit, lives and reigns one God for ever and ever. Amen. The Old Testament is from Exodus chapter 34, verses 29 to 35. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of testimony in the hands of Moses, when he came down from the mountain, Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. So when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, amazingly, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned to him, and Moses spoke to them. Afterward, all the children of Israel drew near, and he commanded them all that the Lord had spoken to him on Mount Sinai. When Moses finished speaking with them, he put a veil over his face. But whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. Then he came out and spoke to the children of Israel what he had been commanded. The children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone, and then Moses put the veil over his face again until he went in to speak with him. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Psalm appointed for the day is Psalm 99. The Lord is King, let the people tremble. He is enthroned upon the cherubim, let the earth shake. The Lord is great in Zion, he is high above all peoples. Let them confess his name, which is great and awesome. He is the Holy One. O mighty King, lover of justice, you have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Proclaim the greatness of the Lord our God, and fall down before his footstool. He is the Holy One. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among those who call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them out of the pillar of cloud. They kept his testimonies and the decree that he gave them. O Lord our God, you answered them indeed. You were a God who forgave them, yet punished them for their evil deeds. Proclaim the greatness of the Lord our God and worship him upon his holy hill, for the Lord our God is the Holy One. The epistle is from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 through 21. I consider it right, as long as I live in this body, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that soon I will take off this body, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has shown me. And I will also be diligent to make sure that after my death you will always remember these things. For we have not followed cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received honor and glory from God the Father, when a voice came to him from the majestic glory, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And we ourselves heard this voice, which came from heaven, when we were with him on the holy mountain. And we have a more reliable word of prophecy, which you would do well to follow, as to a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. But know this first of all, that no prophecy of the Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation. For no prophecy at any time was produced by the will of man, but holy men, moved by the Holy Spirit, spoke from God. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. The Gospel is from Luke chapter 9, verses 28 to 36. About 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up onto a mountain to pray. As he prayed, the appearance of his countenance was altered, and his clothing was white and glistening. And suddenly two men were talking with him, who were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep, but waking thoroughly they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. As they departed from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three sanctuaries, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was speaking, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. A voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They kept silent and told no one in those days anything they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord. On August 7th, we celebrate the life of Catherine Winkworth, poet. Read from a great cloud of witnesses. Catherine Winkworth is celebrated as the premier translator of German hymns and chorales into English. Winkworth was born in London in 1827, but grew up in Manchester, where she spent most of her life. Her lifelong fascination with German hymns and chorales began during a year-long visit to Dresden, Germany, in 1848. Her first set of translations, Lyra Germanica, 1855, contained 103 hymns, and a second series under the same title appeared in 1858 and contained 121 hymns. Her translations were immensely successful in expressing the theological richness and spirit of the German texts. Lyra Germanica went through numerous editions and reprints and remains today a monumental contribution to the history of hymnody. Among the most well-known of Winkworth's translations are "Comfort, Comfort, Ye My People," the hymnal 1982, number 67, "Now Thank We All Our God," number 396 and number 397, "Praise to the Lord the Almighty," number 390, and "Deck Thyself My Soul with Gladness," number 339. In some cases, Winkworth's sturdy translations had been wed with tunes that did not always capture the spirit of the original German chorale. To help rectify this, Winkworth published the Chorale Book for England in 1863 that matched her translations with their original tunes. In 1869, she published a commentary that provided biographies of the German hymn writers and other material to make the German hymn and chorale more accessible to the English singers of her masterful translations. She is also remembered for her advocacy for women's rights and for her efforts to encourage university education for women. In support of her advocacy for women, Winkworth sought inspiration in German literature and made it available in English translation. Notable are her translations of the biographies of two founders of sisterhoods for the poor and sick, Life of Pastor Fliedner, 1861, and Life of Amelia Siv King, 1863. Winkworth was traveling to an international conference on women's issues when she died of a heart attack on July 1, 1878. She was 51. She was buried at Montier near Geneva. Her life and work has been honored with a monument in Bristol Cathedral. Let us pray. Comfort your people, O God of peace, and prepare a way for us in the desert, that like your poet and translator Catherine Winkworth, we may preserve the spiritual treasures of your saints of former years, and sing our thanks to you with hearts and hands and voices. Eternal Triune God, whom earth and heaven adore, for you live and reign forever and ever. Amen.